So welcome to the final class in prayer. You made it all the way through. That was a lot of detail and information. And, you know, I was seeking the Lord this morning about what to say in this final session, in this conclusion, in this wrap-up. And something that he just told me just now before I started to record is that he wants you to be happy. And one way that he's bringing happiness to your life is through dreams, because there's this security you feel when you know you're hearing from God and you know what he's saying. It brings about great happiness. Those that are ministering to people and those that are in roles of even counseling and those that are in care professions. So whatever way that God has you in your ministry, we're all going to have things that we're relying on God, we're relying on our faith. We are stepping out in things that we are not comfortable with. We're stepping out in things that maybe other people seem to know more. And the devil will try to get you off course. So you have to throw all that out and believe God, especially in this time. And he's shown me in dreams, and it's helped me a lot. And I hope he's showing you too, the urgency. And that has solidified my trust in stepping out in things and developing things in his way, by his instruction, by obedience, and not by knowledge, not by understanding. So we're not to understand everything before we do things. That's the way of the world. The way the world teaches you, you must understand first and then do. It's the whole school system. It's the college system. You have to get trained in college before you go to work. Well, no, you don't. And it's the same with ministry. They say you have to go through seminary before you minister. No, you don't. That's not biblical. The world will train people to think that way. And again, that's part of the programming that we have that God's breaking. And he's saying, this is a mess and I'm cutting through it all. And now you're in clarity because you've come apart from the system. And where people were set to question you, they're going to be questioning themselves and they're going to be questioning their ways. And they're going to be seeing you rise up and have the wisdom of God and move in a direction that is different and unique. They're going to see your confidence. They're going to see things aligning for you. They're even going to see things change about you as far as the way that you look. And that's part of what God wanted to bring across in this class too, is it's important how you present yourself as a woman, as a man. You have things to learn about how to present yourself, and he will show you that in dreams. So God is going to show you how you should look in your dreams, because it's going to be unique, and it's not a stylist. It's not just some Hollywood glamour. This is how you're supposed to look. It's how he wants you particularly to present when you appear before your audience. He wants you to show up in a certain way. So he's going to show you certain outfits or certain dreams about clothing, tailoring and being instructed about certain things and given certain things to wear, given choices about things to wear as you go, especially into new roles. It does indicate new roles. It indicates the type of role. So your clothing, if it's very colorful, you think of Joseph's coat of many colors and that you're serving the nations. It's going to be important to you. It's also going to be important to you that you are colorful, so the colorfulness of your personality will come back through, where a lot of the time you had to sort of hide in the shadows. It can be tiring to someone who's prophetic and very deep to be presenting a lot. So you go out and you present and then you come back and rest. What God wants to do is to keep you to be able to be out and not have to rest as you're out. The real you is starting to come forth. Is who he made you to be. Don't feel like you need to be at that place either where he's brought everything together yet. Remember, the dreams about rescuing parts of yourself and coming out of locked away places that you might not have even known that were there and that you didn't realize that might be part of you that you went to get or you went to visit. Maybe that's happening. And so you know that you're on the way to him bringing you together to the wholeness of you. I was working in ministry, in counseling, teaching, praying for people, doing counseling sessions, writing articles, lots of investigative research all the time that he was having me go into these places and recover different parts of me. So he'll keep you busy during that time. Don't worry about, oh, I need to wait until I get through this. No, you absolutely don't. He's going to have you learning as you go. He's preparing you. He's teaching you. And I hope this is helpful. I like to bring it all into the counseling and understanding ourselves through these concepts and not just talk about the intellectual symbolism of things for dreams. So let's talk about some takeaways from this class and things that I learned from this class. You know, the one about style that I was mentioning, it's looking like you, that how God wants you to present yourself, and it may be a variation of styles. And you'll use this in your ministry, and he'll show you in dreams. And it doesn't have to be your ministry, formally ministry. It's the ministry he's given you. So it could be all kinds of things that you're doing. It's just who you are. Like I mentioned about the dress and the fashion, it could be your ministry is helping Christian women to dress more conservatively and to appear a certain way when they're dating, or to appear a certain way in business, and to minister through their clothing and through how they present themselves, and how to raise up younger women in that type of morality and that type of thinking, and seeing oneself as beautiful, covered up, and seeing the beauty that really comes through, and the self-love and the love from God that really comes through on a woman that can be beautiful but covered up. That's just an example of, maybe that person wouldn't call it ministry. Maybe they would just say, I'm a stylist, and their target audience is young Christian women. And they're just going to help Christian women through that self-esteem, through that form of identity, and just building that knowledge of who I am in Christ as I receive information from God about how he wants me to dress and how he wants me to see myself and how he wants others to see me. So I'm just going to pray now. Heavenly Father, Most High God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, the I Am that I Am, the Holy God of Israel, we love you, we worship you, we thank you, we honor you, we lift you up, we praise your holy name, we thank you for this time, we thank you for your words, we thank you for your encouragement, we thank you for the watchmen anointing. We thank you that we receive the ability to be watchmen for you in these last days. We receive the truths the world needs right now. The world definitely needs right now. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the peace that you put in our hearts right now. We thank you. We feel that we receive this peace, this wonderful, wonderful peace. And I thank you for bringing us together, that we are all united as the body of Christ. We're all parts of the same body with Jesus Christ as the head. We're so thankful that we have Jesus Christ as the head of us, that he leads and he decides, and he's the one that says what we as the body will do and how we will walk and how we will function. I thank you for giving us individual destinies that are unique to each of us, and I thank you for bringing them all forth in wholeness as they are meant to be by you, God. I thank you for letting us savor in this moment, in this prayer, in this time. This time together, I thank you that we savor it. We allow it to feel this good in our hearts. I thank you just for the rest that you give when you show us our calling that feels so good. It feels so right. It feels like rest. And our destiny will feel like rest, even though there's a lot of work to be done. You do it, not us. And we show up when you say to show up. And we obey when you say to obey. And we listen and hearken when you say to listen and hearken. And we speak when you say to speak. And we abide in your every word. And we are unrestrained in our passion for you. And we do not deny your name. Let our knees bow every day to you. Let us confess you as Lord and Savior every day, to let you know that we have not forgotten who our Lord is. And let us submit to you freshly every day. Let us come to your mercy seat for your mercies every day. And let us not forget that we are to be humbled before you, and that you are great and mighty and almighty, and you are all powerful, and you are everything. And without you, we are nothing, and we have nothing, and we have nothing to teach. We have nothing to say. We have no wisdom. We have no strength. You are our strength. And you are the glue that holds the body of Christ together. And so if we have you, we have the body of Christ unified. If we truly know you, we just thank you for eyes to see, truth in these last days, and just keep us with you. Keep us out of all the deceptions. Keep us closing our ears to all of the voices that want to speak into our lives that aren't of you. Let us be very vigilant about that so that we can be safe, be alert, and to help others during this time where so many are lost and seeking the truth and their way out of the confusion. We receive your holy presence. We just thank you for your holiness. You are holy, you are great, you are mighty. You're absolute. We love you. So we thank you for this class. We thank you for the unity of the viewers. And that we would all understand that we all together have a new impartation. We all have it. And more will come and more will grow in this. We just thank you for what you're doing this time. We pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. We love you, Lord, and I bless the audience. I thank you for this wonderful audience. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.